It's time for today's Mendocino Coast Health Report. Remember, if you missed any previous episodes, we have them archived as podcasts up on our website at kozt.com. Will Lee is on the phone with us as always. Good morning, Will.
Good morning.
Now, you and I ran into each other yesterday on the Coastal Trail.
We did. We didn't literally run into each other.
No, because we were maintaining proper social distance.
Actually, 10-foot distance.
Yeah.
So we were abiding by, but it was so nice to be out in that warm sun. It was just really refreshing, I think. And it was good to see people out there exercising. I saw kids on bikes and rollerblader and
it was and it was a beautiful day for it, and there were people out there. It wasn't, you know, a huge crowd or anything, and for the most part I saw people, you know, taking into account social distancing. I saw one couple of guys who were walking side by side right down the middle of the trail. They looked like they were from out of town. I don't want to, you know, cast any aspersions here.
Right.
So they didn't quite get it, and I just stood aside when they went past, and I just kind of gave them a look. I didn't say anything.
Right.
But for the most part, people are doing what they should do. So that is encouraging news, and let's throw it over to Joe at the Coast News Desk.
All right, and Will, I understand today that you have Hospitality Center Director Carla Harris with us, so why don't I pass it back to you and Carla can start talking.
I will, and I'm so happy to have Carla with us because of the population that she serves here on the coast is very important. Dr. William Miller has put out the Miller Report with our city manager, Tabitha Miller. In that report, it says the County Health Department has expanded testing to the most vulnerable populations in our community. They've now tested 29 staff and residents at Sherwood Oaks Health Center, the nursing home, and 17 were negative, 12 are pending. The county tested 28 people at Plowshares, the homeless shelter in Ukiah, all of whom were negative. And the Mendocino Coast Clinics has done 7 tests with 6 negatives and 1 pending. Here at the Coast Hospital, we've tested 21 patients and 3 staff, and thank goodness, all are negative. So on that, I'd like to welcome Carla Harris here. Carla?
Good morning. Thank you for having me. We've been doing a lot at the Hospitality Center since this pandemic hit us here in the U.S. We've practiced social distancing. First and foremost, we're trying to keep our staff safe and well. Those who are working the front lines, we need to be well so we can provide these critical services during this critical time. We have quickly had to make a lot of changes overnight. Essentially, starting with the hospitality house where we had 24 clients, homeless folks housed. We moved 12 of those people into a local motel to make sure we're in compliance with the social distancing and keeping those people safe and well. So we moved our most vulnerable that fall within that criteria of being at higher risk for COVID, and I say higher because I think we're all at risk. They're in single rooms at a local motel, and then when we closed the winter shelter on April 7th, I quickly got a contract with the county to open up some more motel rooms to keep those vulnerable folks safe and well. So currently we have about 40 people housed at the motels. We're providing a lot of wraparound services while they're sheltering in place. And street medicine is doing some outreach and doing assessments and screening of folks to make sure that they're well, asking those 3 basic questions. We're providing meals daily. So how that's happening is we're preparing the meals at the hospitality house, and then we are bringing them over to the motels and providing folks with meals delivered right to their rooms and maintaining social distancing at the same time. I'm trying to think what else we're doing. We're also doing outreach to folks who may be in need of mental health services. So we have our specialty mental health staff go into the hotel and meeting with folks or calling them in their rooms and doing telehealth over the phone.
Any questions from
No, I have no questions at all. I my goodness, Carla, that was very complete. I can't think of anything else to say. Tabitha Miller, the city manager, had released a pretty long, detailed report on dealing with the population that you deal with, and it's good to get the update from you, and it sounds like things are working out as well as possible.
Yes, they are, with a lot of support from the city and the county and our community partners. It's truly taken a collaborative effort.
Yes, yes.
We always want to point out, too, that the Hospitality Center is always in need of donations and funds and help throughout the year. So the city works closely with the organization, but we do want to say that we could probably expect to see more homeless after this crisis, and so we want to try to keep up with that as it unfolds.
All right. And I did want to mention that tomorrow at this time, on Thursday mornings, Lucretia Renteria of Mendocino Coast Clinics will be on the program. It will be the clinics program on Thursday. And William will be back here on Friday. So my thanks again to William Lee, the hospital representative on the City of Fort Bragg's Emergency Operations Center, and also Hospitality Center Director Carla Harris, for being with us here today. Rogalski here from the coast.